Hello, my name is Chelsea Walsh, and I'm here in the studio at R-Beats Radio with one of my musical friends, Ellie Morgan. Ellie, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
I'm so honored to have you here today.
Thank you.
I'm going to go ahead and read a little intro about you and how spectacular you are, and you just take it in. Okay?
I'd love to. Thank
okay,
you.
I'm going to shower you with some goodness.
Yes.
Ellie Morgan is a musician based here in Charlotte, North Carolina. She grew up around music, singing in choir as a girl, and her father played the guitar. Ellie was eager to learn the guitar herself, and at age 10, she began. And the rest is history.
That's perfect.
In 2017, Ellie released her album, Places I Hide. Its 10 tracks are bliss to the ears. She has an angelic voice, like Jewel and Colby Calais. Her album release filled a sold-out show at the Evening Muse here in Charlotte. She had popped up in many areas around Charlotte, some of which are the Spectrum Center and at the Hornets game and at the Charlotte's Knights game. One of my favorite pieces she has performed was a song that was released in 2019 called Daddy's Arms. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie. Listening to it did evoke some emotions, maybe a tear shed. My favorite line on it was my favorite lyric was, "You never made me choose a certain road, so I took the sky." Her lyrics paired perfectly with harmony and her musical notes. And today you will find Ellie performing all over Charlotte. She has gained quite the following. In fact, I heard you last weekend.
That's
I'm
true.
I'm going to go now speaking into you and stop reading.
Yeah.
The place was packed. It was lined. We were at Angry Al's and it was a Taylor Swift brunch singing. People had on their Swift shirts.
It was wild.
And you even said it was actually on WBTV. It was airing, showing like what a following you had. Tell me a bit about that.
Yeah. So Angry Ales is a great venue if you've never been there. They were doing a Swelsey brunch is what they called it. Swelsey is a combination of Swift and Kelsey. So it was a Sunday afternoon and I think the Chiefs were playing football that evening. Mm-hmm. So they wanted to do like a whole like football Sunday that's like Taylor Swift themed. So incorporated both of them.
Right.
Mostly Taylor. So I got to play 3.5 hours of nonstop Taylor music and I fulfilled requests. I got to meet like these sweet little girls who wanted to have their photo taken with me. It was just such a cool and fun experience. And literally what I love to do most is just to sing and make people happy. And it was
such
a great day.
You filled those shoes for sure.
Thanks.
Let's take it from the beginning because I kind of read your introduction, but I'd like to know, like, where did this all begin? I mean, it began in Charlotte, North Carolina, but like, tell me about it.
So where my music journey began or the whole Taylor Swift thing?
Your music journey. And then we'll dive into the Taylor section.
So I started playing music like you read in the introduction when I was a little girl. I picked up guitar when I was in fifth grade and and I began playing music professionally when I was senior in high school, freshman in college. So I kind of would just go around to local spots in Charlotte and give them my business card and say, I'm a singer and I want to sing here. And it started off just kind of like restaurants and then like coffee shops. And when I was in college, I would play on campus at the coffee shop. And then eventually I started to pick up some more gigs is what they're called.
Yeah.
And it kind of just took off from there. When I was done with school, I started performing professionally and I was trying to get my feet wet into doing it full time. And I was able to eventually transition, to play music full time, just weddings, birthday parties, venues around Charlotte, breweries, basically anywhere that would have live music.
How were you? I feel like when I was a senior in high school, I would not have the courage to go into a location and be like, hi, I'm Chelsea and I'm a performer or I'm a singer. Yeah. I'm a vocalist and I'd love to like sing in here. How did you do that? Like maybe you just had that instinctual confidence, but you just did it.
I just did it. It was kind of one of those things where I wanted to do it so badly that I wasn't afraid. I mean, it takes a little bit of courage and I kind of had to like push myself outside my comfort zone.
Yeah.
But I would just walk in with confidence and be like, hey, I'd like to speak to your manager. Like I want to play here.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, you have to go after what you want in life, whatever it is.
You do. Definitely.
Yeah.
That is so brave. And I'm so glad that you did, because here you are today.
Yeah.
Tell me about how the whole Taylor Swift thing evolved. Like, how did you start doing covers and where did this come from?
So I fell in love with Taylor Swift when I was in seventh grade. She was like brand new on the scene and I really just loved that first album of hers. Mm-hmm. And I kind of just started playing her music and I realized I could play her songs on guitar and sing them at the same time. And it kind of just fell together like that. I always kept guitar and voice separate. Like I would do musical theater and I did choir in school. And then I like took guitar lessons and I would just kind of play in my room. And then it was at some point, I think when I was a freshman in high school, that I put the two together. And it was because of Taylor Swift's music. I was like, wow, I really like to sing her songs and I can play them on the guitar. And it was like this magical happening.
That is so, so cool. Yeah, did you start the guitar because of your dad? Mm-hmm. Was that sort of your inspiration?
It was. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So what advice would you give to anyone out there trying to like break into music? Mm-hmm. What tips worked for you? Maybe what were some of your shortcomings? Did you have any?
Well, that's a good question.
I think we all do. But
yeah, in any field and any you know, talent that you're chasing. So the tips I would have is just to always like trust your gut. Mm-hmm. Especially when I started doing this professionally.
Yeah.
And there were some people who were like, well, what are you going to do like for your real job? Like what's going to be your day job? And I was like, no, like this is going to be the job. And I always kind of just banked on myself. I just felt confident and I trusted. I didn't have an exact clear picture of what my career in music was going to look like. I just knew I wanted it to be my career. So my advice would be to just trust yourself, even if people are doubting or even if you have doubts, just always, always, always trust your heart and your gut. Some shortcomings, maybe. Let me think. I mean, I've had some self-doubt over the years, especially in my field of work, like auditioning for certain things, sometimes maybe listening to others too much because people want to offer advice and usually they mean well. But sometimes if you're listening too much to what other people think is right for you, you kind of lose sight of your own path. And I feel like that's happened to me a few times in my career. So it's always just coming back to your own internal voice and listening to what you know you want.
Yeah. I love that. That is such good advice. And I think, anybody listening should take this advice and run with it.
I hope they will.
Yeah, absolutely. Great. Ellie, if you had a superpower or a spirit animal, let's start part one. If you had a superpower, what would it be? Like if you could have any superpower in the world, what would it be and why?
I don't know if this is a real superpower, but I would love to have the ability to heal people. And I feel like music does that a little bit.
It does.
Yeah. But if we're talking like magical superpower, I would love to have the ability to like heal people who are sick, people who are hurting, like just to be able to make everyone feel peaceful and happy.
This is a good segue into your volunteer efforts.
Oh, yeah.
To the Levine Children's Hospital here in Charlotte, North Carolina. Yes. Tell me a bit about that. I did read that you volunteer there once a month. How did you get involved? Oh, you will be.
This year.
Okay, got it. Well, I did watch one of your performances when you were there. Tell me about how did you get into this? What like brought you to this moment in which you are now singing for them?
Sure. So this is a radio station.
Yes.
So at Levine Children's Hospital, they actually have a built-in radio station that broadcasts throughout the hospital so that patients can hear it and watch it from their rooms. Mm-hmm. They can also come down to visit. Like they do different events that come out of the studio.
Yeah.
So when I was in college, I went to school here in Charlotte to Queens University.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So when I was there, I applied for an internship within the studio just as a radio personality like yourself.
Yeah. Okay.
So it didn't start off as like a performance thing.
Yep.
It started off, I just wanted to be involved and, I knew other students who did it and they were like, it's just such a cool experience. Aww. And, you know, you get to touch lives and you get to, you know, bring joy to kids. And then I think while I was interning there, I mentioned that I was a musician and they were like, why don't you bring in your guitar and like sing for some of the patients? And it kind of went from there.
Yeah.
And I've kept up with it over the years, just coming back to play for their events and coming back to visit and sing Disney songs, Taylor Swift songs, original songs, and just try to bring some joy to the patients there.
That's amazing. Do you have any like personal stories where like something stuck out to you that was super meaningful?
Yeah, there was one time I visited a few years ago and there was a patient who actually came into the studio as I was singing and he wanted to hear a Disney song. And so I sang Let It Go from Frozen. And it just was one of those things I felt so in the moment, like being able to do that for somebody because music is such a meaningful
thing.
And I feel like Disney like gives so many people hope, like children, adults.
Yes.
It's just such a,
and that's such a good song. Like it let is it go a good wherever song. You are. Like,
yeah.
Let it, yeah. Aw, yeah, exactly. I love that.
So, yeah.
What do you enjoy most about being a musician? Well, you kind of said it was like healing, like it's like bringing people joy, but
yeah,
go on. Sorry.
Yeah, no, you're good. That's definitely the biggest part of it. It's my connection to other people. This interaction today would not have happened if you had not heard me singing last Sunday.
So true.
Yeah. And, I meet so many amazing people doing what I do. And I think that music is so honest and open that people feel comfortable coming up to me and like sharing something really personal with me.
Yeah.
It's just a giant like opening for people to meet me or to talk to me or somehow touch my life and somehow I touch theirs.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
What would you say to your younger self? I think I kind of know what you might say, but.
Yeah, I don't. So, you know, I'm going to come up with an answer, but I'm
thinking. Come up with an answer, but I'm thinking like listening to your inner voice. I mean, you kind of said it earlier, like listen to your inner voice. Don't question it. But you tell me, I mean, this is what
My advice to my younger self, oh my gosh, would just be to like relax and let things go. I know that's not necessarily music related, but it can be. Just like let things go. You know, like life is ever changing and it's like ever ebbing and flowing. And I think like practicing gratitude is the biggest thing I've learned at this point in my life.
That's wonderful.
Because it grounds you, it makes you feel content, it makes you feel happy. And and you can apply that to music. You can apply that to wherever you are.
I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, let's dive into like the Taylor Swift thing. Now, when I saw you, like I said, the place was crazy busy. There were girls in Swiftie shirts. I went outside to grab a friend, came back in, and literally, I kid you not, they're like, selfie time, selfie time. Like, it was all about the Swift.
So many
and
selfies.
You looked so great. You had like the over the knee boots and like a suede. I think you were in a suede skirt and you just looked Taylor. You sounded Taylor. Everybody was there for you. I felt like, I was like, this girl is awesome.
Thank you.
So I had to make the connection, but I was like, girl, you have it going on. You really sound like Taylor. And we are going to actually be able to listen to a little bit of your music. We'll
That's
do
right.
a cover.
Yeah.
And then we'll do some original stuff. But how did you, I mean, you said, you know, you started playing or just singing and then you incorporated the guitar and then you did the two and you're like, I could do this. I mean, how did you know Taylor was, I guess your voices line up a little bit as far as your range and.
Excuse me. Yeah, I think it's exactly that. I just realized that I sing her songs very, like they fit well in my voice and I love what she's saying in her songs.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like the perfect combination.
Yeah.
And when I started singing professionally, all I really knew was like Taylor Swift music. Like my first like paid gig I had when I was 19, I played like 3 hours of Taylor Swift.
This started way
a long
back.
Time ago. And this was before she was as popular and as mega star as she is now.
Yeah.
But that was the beginning of it. And then eventually, like as I started doing more and more gigs, I learned other artists, other music.
Right.
But fast forward to today, she's obviously like the biggest pop star, I think, in the world. I think it's fair to say that.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody loves her music. So I just started playing all her songs again. And the more I play Taylor, the more people will come up and request. And they'll be like, oh, can you do this song? Like, can you do songs from this album? And it kind of just spirals from there in a good way.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's such a big deal right now. Like there are people having Taylor Swift birthday parties and these Taylor Swift themed brunches, and they want me to come and like dress like Taylor and sing all her music. And it's a dream come true. It's just so much fun.
And you were like one of the beginner followers of her. So you must know her really well, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'd like to say so. Yes.
I'm going to go ahead and we're going to play a game that I kind of put together. It's a trivia game.
Okay.
All about Taylor Swift. And I want to know, how well do you really know Taylor?
Bring it on.
Okay. Okay. Let's cue up the questions. I'm going to get out of here and we will transition to our showcase, our Ellie Morgan interview game trivia Taylor Swift extravaganza.
Perfect. Is that the official title?
It is. I mean, it was on the cusp. I was coming up with it. But on the spot. All right. Are we good to go? Are we going to put those questions up? Maybe not. Maybe.
They will be up.
They will be
up. Trust the process.
Oh, there they are.
Are you sure you're not a singer?
No, but you
that
know.
That sounded really good. I'm just saying. That vibrato, that was a high note too.
You're making me blush. I do like to sing, but like sing in the shower by myself. Like I don't think I would have the courage to sing in public. However, to Wendy Kahn out there, I do want to sing happy birthday somewhere, at some venue, because everybody has a birthday and I feel like I know that song really well and I think I could sing it. I could belt it.
You could.
Anyways, that's you a little nod to Chelsea, but it's not about me. It's about Ellie. And it's about Taylor. So let's dive in. The first question is, what film has two Taylor-written songs on its soundtrack?
Ooh, okay.
So the options are Hunger Games from 2012, The Upside in 2017, Incredibles 2 from 2018, and The Titanic in 1997.
It's definitely not Titanic because Taylor was a child, mm-hmm. as was I, as were you.
Y'all aware?
It's going to be Hunger Games 2012.
Correct. And do you know? Woo! Oh, yes, we like those sound effects. Do you know what the two songs were?
Yes. Safe and Sound and Eyes Open.
Oh my gosh. You got it. Yes, that's correct. Very good.
Nailed it.
All right. Question number two. What is Taylor's lucky number? Option one, 7. Option 2, 14. Option 3, 21. Or option 4, 13.
It's going to be option 4, 13. Not a doubt.
Wonderful. You did it. Why is it 13?
Her birthday is December 13th.
It is. Do you know any other reasons?
Are there more?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Yeah. She named a bunch of them one time in an interview. I think like her album, oh my gosh, was it her first album? Maybe had 13 songs on it. Don't quote me on that. Maybe.
Her first album went gold in 13 weeks.
Okay, I knew it was something with her album. Okay.
That's one. And then her birthday's on the 13th. And then there's one more that I found.
Okay. Using the internet, right? Not just your own knowledge.
Using that, yes.
That makes me feel better.
Yes, I did. Yes,
okay, there's
I
another reason. Yes. 13...
We need like a timer, like tick, tick, tick.
Yeah. Tick, don't give me infinite time because
I'm going to give you a clue.
Give me a hint. Yes.
She turned 13 on the
13th.
Yes. Uh-huh. You got it, girl.
Nailed it. Thanks for the nudge.
I do like that show. Nailed it. Actually.
Is that a show?
Yes. It's like a baking show. Love it. Anyways. Okay. Yeah. Sidetrack. Question 3. What television show did Taylor appear on in 2009?
Ooh.
Was it Glee? Which is a singing show.
It is
a singing show. CSI, The Office, or option 4 would be Modern Family.
Okay. Well, I'm an avid watcher of The Office and I know she was not on there.
I love The Office.
I know. The Office is priceless. I'm going to go with B, CSI.
Yes.
Knew it.
Woo! Oh my gosh, girl. You are like 3 for 3 right now. I need to get like one where it stumps you. So I'm really aiming for it.
Yeah, good luck.
Just give me your honest answers though. So far, you know her really well.
I do. Thank you. I try to.
Okay. Who was Taylor Swift named after? Option 1, Billy Taylor. Option two, Elizabeth Taylor. Or three, James Taylor.
It's going to be three, James Taylor. Her parents were big fans.
Yes, you got it. Okay, question five. What is one? Do you know how many actually? How many Guinness World Record like things she actually has? Like how many titles does she?
I don't actually know this one. So
mind
we'll see.
Mind blown.
Okay.
181 titles.
Oh, that's a separate fact.
Yeah, that's a separate one. I'm sorry. I'm jumping ahead, but I was
no, you're
just
good.
Like,
you're good.
Whoa, the girl has 181. That's insane.
I believe it.
Okay. She's... But for this go around, what is the one or one of them out of the Guinness World Record that Taylor holds? The highest grossing music tour, greatest distance traveled by plane in 24 hours, or the last option would be the most records sold.
Okay. Oh, no. I think I'm going to eliminate B.
Yes.
Highest grossing music tour could have been like Elton John or somebody. I think it's most records sold. Am I wrong? Oh, no, it is highest grossing music tour.
It is.
So the Eras Tour. I should have known.
Yes. The homage to her album, The Eras Tour, is Swift's most expensive tour yet with 151 shows across five continents. First to surpass the 1 billion mark in revenue. The girl has it. That's all I got.
I should have known that because she became a billionaire last year.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought her records, I thought she had sold more records than any other artist.
I'm just tricking you.
I wonder who it is then. If not Taylor, then who?
Well, listen, I threw in some options. So it very well, you know what? You could be right. She may, that may
it
be
could
one
be
of
both.
Her.
How dare you?
there are 181, you know, like options. So it could be, you could be like there.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
We'll go with that.
Number six, what does Taylor claim to be as her spirit animal? Option one, panda bear. Option two, unicorn. Option three, a fox. Or option four, a butterfly.
I'm between unicorn and butterfly, but I think I'm going to go with unicorn. Oh my gosh. Is it a butterfly?
No, it's actually a fox.
I've never heard her speak of this.
In an interview in 2014 with Teen Vogue, she tells the interviewer that she is a fox because they like to run and hide. And apparently she does that a lot. Probably from the paparazzi is my guess, but she said her spirit animal is a fox. And then
that's interesting because I've also heard her say that her spirit animal was a dolphin because they're very social. How dare she?
How dare she?
I mean, well, you can have more options than one spirit animal.
You can. But. And this is in 2014. So maybe in 2014, her spirit animal was a fox.
It might have changed since then.
We'll go with that.
Maybe now it's unicorn.
It could be. Number seven, what year was Taylor Swift born? Option one, 1991. Option two, 1985. Option three, 1989. And option four, 2001.
It's unmistakably option three, 1989. She's got a record named after it. Everyone knows that Taylor's born in 1989.
Do you also know that in 1989, the World Wide Web was introduced?
In 1989?
In 1989, the World Wide Web was invented.
Okay.
I thought it would have been earlier.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, I would have thought
maybe
it was earlier
too.
Maybe
need to fact check this. Fact check, where are you?
It sounds about right. I mean, I wasn't alive
yet.
So.
I don't know. Interesting. Okay. Yeah. Well, listen, I'm just going off of what I found on the internet, the World Wide Web. So
the internet's always right.
Always. Never question.
Sarcasm. If you didn't catch that.
Number eight, what is Taylor's middle name? Option one, Anne. Option two, Lynn. Option three, Allison. Or option four, Kate.
It's definitely option three, Allison. I actually have a guitar at home that is a Taylor Swift brand guitar. Well, it's a Taylor brand guitar, but it's a Taylor Swift themed guitar. There's a brand that makes guitars called Taylor. Has nothing to do with Taylor Swift. But I do have a Taylor guitar that is Taylor Swift themed, and I named her Allison. I name all my guitars, so... It's a fun fact.
Did you bring Allison today?
I didn't bring Allison. I actually brought Taylor, which is my main guitar, and I named her Taylor because she's a Taylor guitar and I love Taylor Swift. So it's all connected.
It is all connected.
It all comes back to Tay.
We have two more questions. Are you up for them?
I am.
All right, let's go. Let's dive in. Yeah. What kind of farm did Taylor grow up on? Was it a animal farm? Was it a sheep farm? Or was it a Christmas tree farm?
It was definitely a Christmas tree farm. She has a song called Christmas Tree Farm. I sing it every Christmas. At my gigs.
I was actually really surprised when I read that she grew up on a farm.
Yeah.
I had no idea. I would have never pinned Taylor Swift to be on a
farm.
A farm
girl?
Yeah.
It was a Christmas tree farm in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, it was.
And then they moved to Nashville so she could pursue her dreams.
I know. What a good family.
Yeah. I love you never it. Hear about her brother. Like, what's her brother doing?
I didn't.
Is he hiding? I guess he like disaffiliated.
Is he older? He's older?
Younger. His name is Austin Swift. Shout out, Austin, if you're listening.
Shout out, Austin.
Where are you at?
We hear you. Yeah, we got you, buddy.
Yeah.
Okay, the final question.
Bring it on.
Of this game is, how many songs did Taylor write alone on Fearless? Was it 4? Was it 6? Was it 9? Or was it 8?
I'm going to say 8.
Yes! Can you name them? Let's see if we can get this down. Ooh, girl.
I don't know if I can name them. She wrote The Best Day by herself for sure.
Yep.
She wrote, what else did she write by herself?
15.
15. Mm-hmm. Should have known that.
Love Story.
That was alone? Okay. Good deal.
Hey,
good
Steven. Deal.
That's a good one.
You're Not Sorry, Forever and Always, Jump Then Fall.
It's a good one.
Change.
Okay. That one's not my favorite.
And this concludes the game.
Perfect.
Ellie, how many did you go right? I think you got
most of them,
8 out of 10. That's an A minus.
A minus is good.
That's great.
I'll take an A minus.
Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
It has been so much fun. Yes. We're going to dive into a live performance in a little bit. And one of your songs will be original. One will be a Swiftie cover.
That's true. We're going to do both of those.
I'm here for it.
I'm so excited.
I want you back in the studio. I want to interview you some more. And I had the best time. Thank you so much.
I did too. Thank you so much. Perfect questions. Thank you for doing what you do. And I'm excited to sing for you guys.
Yay. Thank you. Uh-huh. And this is Our Beats Radio. You are listening to Chelsea Walsh interviewing Ellie Morgan. And thank you for tuning in.